time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos, well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks, because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
On today's World and National Headlines, an anti-war organization has put up a 20-foot-tall diaper-clad balloon of an infant Donald Trump in the shadow of the Washington Monument to protest what it calls the president's co-opting of Independence Day. Code Pink co-director Medea Benjamin says the organization and its members oppose the politicization of July 4th by President Trump. Trump has ordered the Pentagon to stage military demonstrations and says he'll speak on behalf of our great country at his Salute to America event. As horrific tales of squalor and overcrowding in government border detention facilities abound, one group of migrants in particular is particularly vulnerable: teen moms and pregnant girls without parents of their own. Immigrant advocates and lawyers say the young mothers don't get special medical consideration when they're being held in U.S. facilities and are not treated differently from other migrants. As a result, the girls say they're underfed, have poor hygiene, and their babies get sick. The U.S. UN Migration Agency says a boat carrying 86 migrants from Libya sank in the Mediterranean overnight, and just three people on board survived, with 82 missing. The shipwreck late Wednesday off the Tunisian city of Zarzis came a day after a deadly airstrike on a Libyan detention center that killed at least 44 migrants. Representative Justin Amash of Michigan says he is leaving the Republican Party because he has become disenchanted with partisan politics. Amash, the lone Republican member of Congress to support the impeachment of President Donald Trump, says he has become discouraged by party politics and frightened by what I see from it. Writing in the Washington Post on July 4th, Amash says, "I am declaring my independence and leaving the Republican Party." And President Trump says it's important that a very simple and basic question be included in the 2020 census: are you a citizen of the United States? Trump's renewed demand to have the citizenship question on the census has sent the Department of Justice scrambling to find a way to get that done, even though three lawsuits oppose it, and the Supreme Court last week blocked it on a temporary basis. Administration officials had said census documents were being printed without the question. We'll have more news coming up.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos, well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
The art of remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Temperature at news time, Temperature at news time is 68 degrees downtown Crookston. Mostly sunny skies now, and our winds are out of the northeast at 10 miles an hour. The barometer's been bouncing around right around 29.9291, somewhere in there. And the humidity not bad at 67%. They've backed off on our forecast for the possibility of showers and thunderstorms for today. In fact, today's forecast for the rest of today is partly sunny with a high in the mid-70s and north winds of 5 to 15 miles an hour. And mostly cloudy tonight with a low 55 to 60 and north winds up to 10 miles an hour. Even tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s, north winds of 5 to 15 miles an hour. Pretty much clear skies until late Sunday when we start getting a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And those chances continue from Sunday night right through Wednesday of next week. And possibly beyond that, that's as far out as our weather forecast goes. But we'll be looking at the entire weather forecast and more information about the weather coming up later in the newscast. In the meantime, our state headlines are next, being brought to you today by our state headlines being brought to you by HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union after these words.
Popcorn, soda, and two baseball tickets. That'll be $30. We'll be paying with cash or debit.
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kathosa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kathosa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA, qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
On our state news headlines for this 4th of July, your 4th of July picnic is going to cost slightly less this year, according to MNN's Tasha Rado.
According to the American Farm Bureau's informal survey, a summer cookout for 10 people will cost you around $55.70, or just under $6 per person. The cost for the cookout is down slightly, less than 1% from last year. Competition in the meat case is making grilling for the 4th even more affordable. This year's menu consists of hot dogs and buns, cheeseburgers and buns, pork spare ribs, deli potato salad, baked beans, corn chips, lemonade, chocolate milk, ketchup, mustard, and watermelon for dessert.
And in other news about the picnics that you might be having today, as temperatures spike at those backyard barbecues, keep an eye on how long your food may be sitting out.
People have a tendency to want to leave the food sitting out for a long time. Really, the best thing would be set that food out, give people a chance to eat, and then put it away as quickly as you can.
Charles Durker with the State Health Department says if you have an inkling that something has been out for too long, it probably has been.
Sometimes we'll recommend, 2 hours, especially the hotter it is outside, the shorter time that you have.
Durker says when cooking out of doors, be sure that you're getting all the meats grilled to proper temperatures and wash your hands right after handling any raw meat or fish.
Try and muffle that noise. You have loud.
Fourth, you're getting that one ready? Okay, the 4th of July can be a particularly stressful holiday for dogs. Zach Nugent with the Animal Humane Society of Minnesota says it's best to keep your dog home during the fireworks in a closed-in, quiet place.
Try and muffle that noise however you can. So if you have loud fans, if you have a radio, even the TV on, that's going to help add a little distraction, muffle that noise, and really help keep a pet calm.
And, of course, Nugent also says make sure your pet is wearing proper identification. More pets run away on the 4th of July than any other day of the year. Minnesota State Parks and Recreation Areas are a great place to celebrate July 4th quietly.
As a Yellow Ribbon company, Minnesota DNR wants to remind our service members and their families that state parks and recreation areas are a great place to celebrate Independence Day, away from all the lights and sounds associated with fireworks, which can be disruptive or upsetting to some of our veterans.
The DNR's Rachel Hopper says state parks and rec areas are fireworks-free year-round. In other state news, the Twin Cities area man is facing charges after he was arrested for fishing naked in west central Minnesota. Otter Tail County Sheriff Lieutenant Keith Van Dyke says deputies received a call July 1st from people living on North Turtle Lake that 59-year-old Michael Blake was fishing naked from his pontoon boat about 50 feet from shore. Blake of Brooklyn Center told responding deputies that he didn't think anyone was around, so fishing naked wouldn't be a problem. Police in St. Paul are trying to figure out who damaged nearly 50 rental electric scooters around the city. The Minneapolis Star-Tribune reports that a representative from Spin, a San Francisco-based company that offers the scooters, filed a police report Friday claiming 49 of its scooters were smashed over the course of 3 days. Dozens of nursing homes have closed in rural Minnesota in the past 2 decades, putting pressure on the small communities that rely on them for care, income, and revenue. Minnesota Public Radio reports that nursing homes are costly to run, highly regulated, and qualified staff is hard to find and retain. Twin Valley Mayor Ben Fall says the closure of the Twin Valley Living Center in November wasn't just hard on residents and their families, it was hard on the whole community. And Minnesota utility officials say they won't appeal a judge's ruling that shot down their approval of an environmental impact statement for Enbridge Energy's Line 3 oil pipeline. Instead, Minnesota Public Utilities Commission says it will try to fix flaws in its environmental review. The $2.6 billion replacement pipeline would carry Canadian crude from Alberta across northern Minnesota to Enbridge Terminal in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll be back with a look at our sports brought to you by First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing after these words.
Popcorn, soda, and 2 baseball tickets. That'll be $30. Will you be paying with cash or debit?
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kathosa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kathosa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA, qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
And on our sports scene from yesterday, none of our local teams were in action, but of course the Minnesota Twins were playing a West Coast game.
Well, the Twins had lost 10 of their last 12 games against the Oakland Athletics, and when Mike Fiers, who already had a no-hitter earlier this year, didn't give up a hit through 4 2/3 innings, it looked bleak for Minnesota early. They trailed 3-0, but Kyle Gibson, despite some early bumps, gave him 6 innings and did not allow anything more after the 3-run second. Twins pecked away, a run in the 6th, a run in the 7th, a home run by Jorge Polanco with 2 out in the 8th, tied the game, and this one surged on into extra innings. Both teams had chances in extras. In fact, we went to a review after what would have been the winning run was called out at home in the 10th inning for the Athletics. The call stood, and we forged on into the 12th when Byron Buxton walked with 1 out. After Max Kepler walked, Mitch Garver did what he's done all year long, coming up with a big-time hit. The pitch swung on, line to left field. That's a base hit. Here comes Byron Buxton. Grossman will never throw him out. Byron slides across the plate, and it's an RBI single for Mitch Garver in the 12th. And the Twins have their first lead at 4-3. Taylor Rogers came on to finish it off in the 12th inning. He worked around an error and an overturned call of safe at second base, striking out Mark Canha. For the final out, Blake Parker gets his first win as a Twin. Minnesota still hasn't lost 3 games in a row. They level the series at a game apiece with a 4-3 12-inning victory on your home for Twins baseball.
And Chris Atterbury with that report for us. Well, let's see what else is going on in the world of, well, Twins playing again today on the West Coast. They're in Oakland again with a 3:07 the first pitch. So we've got it with a 2:30 pregame show here on the Voice of the Valley. Also in the world of baseball, the Pirates and Reds are still below 500, but they're doing their part to keep the National League Central the tightest division in baseball. Pittsburgh beat the visiting Cubs in their new closer Craig Kimbrell last night with a two-run rally in the bottom of the ninth for a 6-5 victory. Milwaukee holds on to a one-game lead over the Chicago Cubs. They lost 3-0 in Cincinnati. The Reds remain last in the division, but only 4.5 games behind the Brewers. With all the 4th of July festivities planned in the nation's capital, Major League Baseball had an early start today. The Nationals hosting Miami Marlins. Game time was 11:05 this morning. The Nationals have worked their way back over 500 and into the playoff picture. The Marlins have their worst record in the National League. And the AL East leading New York Yankees and second place Tampa Bay start a four-game series in Florida tonight. The Yankees sent left-hander J.A. Happ to the mound tonight, while the Rays will start righty Yanni Chirinos. That is, the two enter the game with matching 7-4 records. In tennis, top-ranked Ash Barty has reached the third round at Wimbledon, beating Allison van Uytvanck 6-1, 6-3. It was Barty's 14th straight victory. She is coming off title wins at the French Open and the Birmingham Grass Court warm-up. Number 9, Sloane Stephens, and number 15, Wang Quang of China, also advanced easily. Marquee matchup at Wimbledon today features Rafael Nadal and Nick Kyrgios in a rematch from 2014 when a then 19-year-old Kyrgios upset then number 1 Nadal. In other second-round action, Roger Federer plays 20-year-old Jay Clark of Britain, and Serena Williams faces 18-year-old Kaja Juven of Slovenia. Both matches are slotted for all England clubs' second biggest court, not the center court. In golf, the top-ranked golfer in the world is in Minnesota, getting ready to take part in the PGA Tour's 3M Open. Brooke Koepka was a member of the Ryder Cup team in 2016, which has played at Hazeltine in Chaska, says he's excited to be playing in front of the Minnesota golf fans again.
4th of July weekend, I'm sure a bunch of people got off work, so it could be a perfectly timed event. I think we're going to see a lot of fans. Great sporting town. It'll be a fun week.
The 3M Open began at 6:50 this morning at the TPC Twin Cities course in Blaine. Koepka doesn't tee off until 12:30. Again, on today's schedule, we've got Twins baseball headed your way with a 3:07 first pitch, 2:30 the pregame show, and then starting tomorrow, the Twins hosting Texas for the weekend. You'll hear all those games here on KROX. And we'll be back and take a look at our local news being brought to you by Courtney Pokerbeck Insurance, State Farm, and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. Like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed it that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Summer is grilling time, and Hugo's Family Marketplace has a 16-ounce assorted Minnesota Twin Sheboygan Brats, $2.89. Hormel Always Tenderloin Back Ribs, $2.99 a pound. For an easy quick side, the 12 to 14-ounce Garden Salad or Coleslaw Dole Mix, they're 2 for $3. And for dessert, buy the 32-count of Dean's Novelty Packs for $9.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Well, as we told you yesterday, we're repeating again today, Former Crookston Mayor Dave Jenerax passed away on Tuesday, July 2nd. Now, Dave grew up in a family of 16 children near Terrebonne, Minnesota, and graduated from UMC in 1980 and North Dakota State University in 1984. He started working for Central Ag Consultants of Twin Valley in 1983. Jenerax served as Crookston Mayor for 8 years and served as a city councilman for over 17 years. He was first elected to the city council in Crookston in 1988, served on numerous committees over the years, including the new Arena Advisory Committee. Jenerax was thought of highly by everyone who worked with him on the council, media, and in the ag community, as he worked for Central Ag Consulting, where he was responsible for crop monitoring, soil testing, crop planning, and providing technical service for the Natural Resources Conservation Service. He was a consultant for the Crookston area, including Euclid, Climax, Warren, Angus, Gently, Fisher, Beltrami, Red Lake Falls, and Dorothy. David was named 2010 Consultant of the Year by the National Alliance of Independent Crop Consultants and was married to Linnea. They had 4 children. And the comments that we got from current and former Crookston City Council members and staff includes Mayor Guy Martin.
When we first met, we were both elected to the council pretty young. We were on the council for 8 years together. I took some time off and came back, was elected on the council again, and Dave was the mayor. We always saw eye to eye. You know, we got along because I think we thought a lot alike. Last winter, before I took office, we had great conversation, and Dave gave me a lot of encouragement. He'll be missed by the whole community and Central. I just found out about it not too long ago. It's hard to process, but he was a great public servant, tireless public servant who gave and gave and gave. I'm thinking it was for like 30 years he was either on the council or mayor, so he will be missed.
And Tom Vedbraten, Crookston City Councilman.
I've worked with Dave for quite a few years. He was both on the council and then he was our mayor, and just a highly respected man as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you know, he dedicated to the city, and if he knew you had any kind of a problem or something, he was always willing to help and, you know, concerned about everybody's well-being. You couldn't ask for a nicer man. He was one of the so-called good ones. It was quite a shock that when I heard that he'd passed away. He's going to be very well missed.
Pat Kelly, the Director of Public Works for the City of Crookston.
Dave was on the council when I first started here in 1991, so it's been quite a while, and served on council for a number of years until he became mayor, and I think he was mayor for 3 terms, if I remember right. But, you know, the one thing I know, always knew about Dave is he was always very thoughtful in his decisions. He didn't make any rash, off-the-cuff things, and gathered everybody's opinion before he made a decision, and very calm, very rational man, and I enjoyed working with Dave. He was quiet, but he had a dry sense of humor, and I thought he did an excellent job, both as a council member and mayor for the community. And I'm sad to hear the loss of Dave.
Wayne Melby, former Crookston City Councilman and former mayor.
That was quite a shock. Dave was always a good guy, cordial. I worked with him for many years on the council, both of us being older people, and then also with him as a mayor. Dave was always the, you know, square, fair shooter, and we had a lot of discussions over the years, don't get me wrong. I mean, there were times that we were on different sides of the coin, but we always seemed to sit down and talk it over, and we always, between the two of our everybody on the council, for that matter of fact, always had the better of Crookston in mind, so that actually made it easier. But, you know, when Dave was there, he was thorough. He liked to make sure that things were done properly. One of the big projects was back when the CSC was purchased and put together with the help of the state through the flood money and whatnot, and he was in charge. He made sure that there was committees and made sure it got done, and as you see, it's a great project. Worked on with, I say, the flood project itself, of making sure that we finished and got in the maps completed. And, you know, and he was referee for some of the conflicts for residents in town, and he was always gentleman about listening and caring, and, like I say, want to make sure that everybody got a fair shake.
On the obituary that we received from Stanislavski Funeral Home, David Jenerex, age 63, of Crookston, died July 2nd. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday, July 9th at 10:30 a.m. at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Crookston. Visitation will be on Monday, July 8th at the Cathedral from 5 to 7 p.m., followed by a prayer service at 7 p.m. Arrangements are with the Stanislavski Funeral Home in Crookston. In other news, on Tuesday at approximately 3:30 p.m., Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies responded to a complaint at Pioneer Memorial Care Center in Erskine. The complaint stated that the center's administrator, Brian Douglas Rendell, age 27, entered the office of the center's director of nursing and didn't leave after being asked to do so. Director of nursing then said she attempted to leave the office, and Rendell allegedly used his body to hold the door shut before allowing her to leave when she said she was going to call the police. She and another staff member then entered the office of a third staff member and blocked the door before calling several of the facility's board members. The victim said that in her statement that Rendell had been following her around at work and on Tuesday appeared agitated and was visibly shaken, but that he never touched her. Other witnesses said he continually passed the victim's office throughout the day and was both shaking and sweating. Rendell told police that he entered the office because a task of reviewing employee pay that the director of nursing was supposed to complete by the end of the day hadn't been done yet. He also responded no when officers asked him if the victim had been able to leave the room. Rendell appeared in Polk County District Court Wednesday and was charged with one count of misdemeanor harassment and one count of misdemeanor fifth-degree assault. He was given a bond and released on personal recognizance with conditions. Among the conditions are no contact with the victim and a police escort if he goes to the center to collect his belongings. Rendell's next court appearance is scheduled for Tuesday, July 9th at 9 a.m. The Northwest Regional Corrections Center announced the arrests of the following individuals, including Brian Douglas Rendell, age 27, of Clark's Grove, for felony false imprisonment. He's released on personal recognizance. Jeremy Daniel Costi, age 29, of Halstead, for misdemeanor domestic assault. Abdullahi Sugal Guled, age 34, for felony second-degree assault with a deadly weapon. Renee Cecilia Veselka, is 40, of Thief River Falls, for felony fifth-degree possession of a controlled substance. And Brandon Scott Franz, 40, of Fertile, for misdemeanor trespassing, released on personal recognizance. Yesterday morning at 3:26 a.m., Polk County Sheriff's Office was called to 21320 210th Avenue Southwest in Parnell Township for a fully engulfed building. The outbuilding was unoccupied at the time of the call. The contents inside the building included a semi with spray trailer, two payloaders, and hay. The building and contents are a complete loss. The matter is still under investigation, and the Polk County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Crookston, Red Lake Falls, and Fisher Fire Departments and the Crookston Area Ambulance. Northwest Minnesota Arts Council sponsors an annual traveling art exhibit which visits Northwest Minnesota communities throughout the year. The exhibit includes 10 original pieces of art by regional artists chosen from work submitted for our annual juried exhibit. The exhibit is currently in East Grand Forks at the Campbell Library through August 31st, and other locations. They were at the Godel Memorial Library in Warren for most of May and June, and in September through November 2nd, they'll be at the Ada Public Library, then the Red Lake Falls Public Library for November 3rd through January 4th. They're tentatively scheduled to be at the Rosa Library from January 5th through March 1st, then March 2nd through May 2nd at the Hallock Public Library. Now, the starts and end dates of each location are approximate. It depends on weather, venue hours, other circumstances could occur to prohibit travel. For the specific library hours, contact each of those libraries to find out when they are open. And we've got a list of the artists and artwork to be viewed at KROXAM.com. And to contact for more information about the traveling exhibit, call 218-745-9111, email nwartscouncil@gmail.com, or find updates on their website at www.nwartscouncil.org. In our obituary column for today, Helen Lutness, age 91, of Fertile, died on Saturday, June 29th, at Fair Meadow Nursing Home in Fertile. And Helen was born January 24th, 1928, in rural Tabor Township in Polk County, daughter of John Sr. and Annie Grega. She was baptized and confirmed in Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Tabor, Minnesota, and attended elementary school in Angus. Helen was a member of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of Tabor, where she was a Sunday school teacher and Sunday school superintendent for several years. On November 5, 1962, she was united in marriage to Walter Lutness of Erskine. They made their home in rural Erskine. In 1963, Helen joined the Union Lake Free Lutheran Church, where she taught Sunday school and was president of the Ladies' Aid, was also treasurer of the Cemetery Fund, along with being secretary of the church congregation. Helen lived on the family farm until 2 days after her 88th birthday, when her appendix ruptured and had to have emergency surgery. She entered the Fairmeadow Nursing Home in March of 2016. She planted gardens, canned in the fall, helped bale hay and milk cows. She always enjoyed family and friends coming to visit. Helen's cat, Frankie, was the love of her life. Tragedy struck in 2010 when her son-in-law, Jeff Hole, died on April 26, and her husband of 48 years died on June 16. Helen is survived by one daughter, Jane Hall, and special Brent Slager of Erskine, as well as two granddaughters, Larissa and Mrs. Jason Allwender of Beltrami, and great-grandson, Braylon, great-granddaughter, Addison Ann, Tina, and great-grandson, Wesson Walter of Winger, and several nieces and nephews, a special friend she met at Fairmeadow, Al Brazier. She was preceded in death by her parents, her husband, Walter, brothers, John and Andrew, and sister, Mary Torgerson and Anna Grega, son-in-law, Jeff Hole. Funeral services for Helen Lutness will be at 2 p.m. on Tuesday at Fauberg Lutheran Church of Rindal, Minnesota, with visitation for an hour prior to the service at the church, and interment will be at Union Lake Free Lutheran Cemetery of rural Winger. Arrangements with the Erickson Vic Ganji Funeral Home of Fertile. Jeanette F. Shaw, age 87, of Ada, died on Tuesday at Benedictine Care Community in Ada under the care of hospice and her family. No services will be held. Burial for Jeanette Shaw will be at the Ada Municipal Cemetery in Ada, and arrangements with the Frederickson Ganji Funeral Home of Ada. And Mary Ann Norby, age 75, of Ada, died Thursday, June 20th at Essentia Health of Fargo. Memorial service for Mary Ann Norby will be at 2 p.m. on July 8th at Frederickson Ganji Funeral Home in Ada, with visitation for an hour prior to the service, and again, arrangements with Erickson Ganji Funeral Home of Ada. Flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Carl Zebeck, who was born in 1894 in Crookston. He enlisted in 1918 and was discharged in 1919. Carl Zebeck died on this date in 1975 in Crookston. On our weather scene, the rest of today, we're looking for partly sunny skies with a high in the mid-70s and north winds of 5 to 15 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the upper 50s and north winds up to 10 miles an hour. Then for tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high 75 to 80 degrees and north winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low in the mid-50s. Saturday, mostly sunny, high in the mid-70s. Then mostly clear on Saturday night with a low in the mid-50s. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. Sunday night, partly cloudy. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms starting Sunday night and continuing through Wednesday, with the low temperature on Sunday night expected to be in the mid-60s, then a high in the mid-80s on Monday under partly sunny skies, then mostly cloudy Monday night with a low in the mid-60s, partly sunny Tuesday with a high in the low 80s, low in the low 60s on Tuesday night with mostly cloudy skies, and mostly sunny on Wednesday with a high in the upper 70s. Again, chances of showers and thunderstorms from Sunday night through Wednesday of next week, possibly beyond, but that's as far as our weather forecast goes. Yesterday's high temperature reached 82 degrees with a low of 55. We got just over 3/10 of an inch of rain all told in yesterday from the rain gauge. And the average high for July 4th in Crookston is 80 degrees with an average low low of 57. Last year, a high of 82 and a low of 63, with 62 hundredths of an inch of rain from a morning thunderstorm. 92 degrees, the record high in 1940, the record low of 38 in 1967. And sunrise was at 5:34 this morning, with the sun setting at 9:27 this evening. We'll have a total of 15 hours and 53 minutes of daylight. Our low this morning was 63 degrees. Our current temperature in Crookston, we've warmed up to 73 degrees. Sunny skies and north winds at 7 miles an hour, with the barometer seems to have steadied off at about 29.91 and 61% our humidity. Again, the high today should be in the mid-70s with partly sunny skies and north winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And our noontime news today has been brought to you by the Crookston Collision Center, as well as Dennis Granite, HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, Courtney Bokervec State Farm Insurance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace, inviting you to join us again for the noontime news tomorrow.